really pleased for everybody connected with the club in terms of the support. You see how important it was to them. It was important for the players, but you know, it is only 3 points, and it's no result that I'm surprised about, to be honest. I felt confident we could get the result the same way as I felt confident last season every time we played Celtic the year before. So, but it's nice to get your reward. There's no question that the better team won. First half we were a better team, we had the better opportunities, and we go behind from, I feel, a poor goal from our part, a great pass for Big Charlie and a brilliant touch for Willie Griffiths. You know, his touch to go across Andy Constein is real quality, and he's deserving of the chance to stick the ball in the net. So I think for that to separate the teams was tough to accept, you know, because I thought we were a better side. And what we said to the players at half time was, you had to be reminded of the fact that we were the better team. We had created opportunities. I thought we looked hungry at the tackle. I thought we looked as if we had a bit more purpose today, and I thought we looked half a yard ahead of them today. I really felt that. But it was important to transmit that into goals and winning the game. We said the scripts are getting written now. The journalists are all up there writing the same. You know, good old Aberdeen had a goal, a good team, but Celtic still managed to win. And that was, I know the script was getting written it that way, and everybody thought that. But thankfully, the 11 players that went out second half didn't think that, and they got the job done. And we were a better team from the first second again to the last. And we'd done it the hard way, coming from behind. We get the penalty, which is the right decision. We then should get another penalty with Mulgrew's handball. You know, referees talk about distance being a factor, and it's contentious for handballs, but the ball's travelled 20-30 yards and it's a clear handball, and officials must see that. And I thought we again were really harshly dealt with Johnny Hayes sending off, you know. So we've done it the hard way. So all that in total, it was a brilliant game, loads of incident, loads of talking points, a brilliant atmosphere created by both sets of fans. But it is important that you find a way to win in these games, and thankfully we did.
Derek, it must be great to put this one to bed. You know, you've managed to beat Celtic after getting beaten by them four times last season. What does that do for you and the lads moving forward?
It's still 3 points. You know, I mean, I know how important it is to be for that to be overcome from everybody. And you know, we've never said we're this and that, but we are a team we feel who always show the competitive side to our game regardless. We're not going to be more determined against Celtic than we will hopefully against Hamilton. We see that. People who follow us see the determination. So, but I think that when you play against a level of opposition, Celtic's quality, because they are a good team and they can hurt you with moments of quality, and it's good for confidence for everybody. And you see how the supporters reacted to the end, and place was absolutely rocking. It's brilliant to see it like that. Hopefully we can have some similar again going forward.
And speaking about the supporters there, you know, how important were they and their backing and the noise they made when you were down to 10 men and, you know, up against it?
Yeah, I think they recognised that there was a need for that. They had to keep the players going. You know, we go a wee bit stiffer as a team just to protect what we had, to be honest. You know, we felt that we may just get one counter-attacking chance and one maybe set play chance. You always normally get another chance, even when you're down with 10 men, and we managed to take that chance. It was a great ball for wee Niall, and that determination that people mentioned about the team, that Paul Quinn was more determined than any other player in the box to go and end it.
And top of the table, chance to go 5 points clear on Tuesday as well.
Yeah, I think that's an opportunity. Today was an opportunity to get to the top of the table and beat Celtic, but Tuesday's an opportunity, as I say, to keep that run going. You know, go 7 games, hopefully, and that's what we intend to try and do. You know, but it'll need, as I say, a similar level of determination and performance to get the job done.